Blog Talk Radio.
Robinson. On today's show, our discussion will focus on the educational challenges facing children in foster care. In a 2001 study of more than 4,500 children in foster care in Washington State, it was found that about at both the elementary and secondary levels, foster care youth are twice as likely to have changed schools during the year. Additionally, school mobility rates are highest for those entering care for the first time. According to a Chapin Hall study of almost 16,000 children and youth in the Chicago public school system, over two-thirds switched schools shortly after their initial placement. Consequently, children in foster care experience challenges that far exceed their classmates living in more traditional home settings. Foster care children are more likely to be placed in special education classes, suspended or expelled at higher rates than their classmates. These are some alarming facts and warrant a much-needed discussion on the role of school districts, social service agencies, and foster parents in ensuring foster care children are afforded a quality education. To begin our discussion, we welcome Dr. Nita Reed. Dr. Nita H. Reed is a licensed clinical social worker and an interlude specialist at Gunston Middle School in Arlington, Virginia. Dr. Reed is also a former foster care social worker in Arlington County, Virginia. And we are excited to have such a distinguished guest on the line. So let's welcome Dr. Nita Reed. Dr. Reed, are you there?
I'm here, Mr. Robinson. Nice to be with you this evening.
Great. Thanks for joining us. Thank you. Dr. Reed, before we really get into the heart of the matter, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your background? I know I talked about where you are now and your experience, but could you share a little bit more about your background?
Yes. But let me explain what the Interlude program is, first of all. The Interlude program is a program that Arlington County Public Schools offers within our school system. And what that is a program where we've recognized that students who've been identified as needing special education services, is talking about students who have emotional and learning difficulties, that they need the smaller classroom settings and as well as a therapeutic component in order to be more successful in their school setting. And I currently work as a mental health therapist within that school setting. I also have a private practice currently serving adolescents, women, couples, and their families. Prior to my work with the school system, I worked with Arlington County Department of Human Services, as you stated, working in foster care, supervising various prevention programs and child protective services. I've also served as an adjunct professor at Catholic University School of Social Services.
So I think you are well positioned to help us sort out and talk about this phenomenon, if you want to call it that, of foster care children and the quality education they have, and just some of the experiences and challenges that foster care children have as they attempt to matriculate through school. I know I talked a little bit about some of the consequences foster care children have because of their hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, Dr. Reed, what are some or the biggest hurdle impeding the academic success of children in foster care?
Well, Michael, I feel that one of the main